Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to business, design, tech, and culture. I'm Fuzz Aniso, and today we're joined by two brand new additions to the Label Sessions expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome, everyone. Quick hello to Tom Lancaster, the brand system thinker behind everyday iconic design. Tom blends commercial rigor with cultural craft, helping legacy brands stay distinctive, human, and relevant at scale.
Thank you for having us.
Also, a big hello and welcome to Philippe Moulin. Philippe cuts through the noise to align teams and unlock bold brand strategies from Super Bowl ads to taboo breaking rebrands with cultural fluency and creative speed. He turns insight into impact fast.
Hello, very nice to be here.
When everyone has access to the same AI tools, certain designers and creatives are able to create real magic, while others seem to create pretty average work just faster. Fast Company recently celebrated the cultural intelligence of certain designers and brands too are cashing in on the sort of AI hate or sort of the ick, the AI ick as it's been called. As a creative in the age of AI, what are the aspects of your craft and practice that you should really nurture? And what about a human creative brain still makes it unique? So what are the things that we should really be holding on to during this AI age from a cultural perspective, from a design perspective, and from a human perspective? Tom, I'll throw this one to you first.
Yeah, I think this is really interesting because it's something that I'm sort of working on a daily basis, really. And I mentioned earlier, like, I've been doing a course recently. So actually, that the first thing I would say to everyone is actually just learning something new is a great way to keep you creative as a creative. But Keith, one of the tutors, he had this great phrase, which he said, experiences aren't services. Experiences are all about how you feel, whereas services are just what you offer and they can be commoditized. And the more I think about it, I see AI doing some really, really incredible stuff on the ground. You can localize a creative to a different country, and actually it does a pretty good job of it. And you can review headline options that are, whilst they're not incredible, as you say, different people can get different things out. You can certainly do a lot of the heavy lifting. So I think what this is going to mean is, like, creatives that potentially traditionally spent a lot of their time in the kind of production or craft space, I think they're going to spend more and more time in the kind of ideation, strategy, critical thinking, cultural relevancy, some of those things that kind of make the difference between quite generic versus quite in the moment and kind of quite resonant. And, to be fair, like, Philippe's worked at FMCGs, I've worked on FMCG clients. There's a lot of work that used to go out before you had AI that was pretty generic. Think of your average sort of like washing liquid advert and things like that. So this it's not a new challenge, I think. But it's still going to be tougher for creatives to kind of find those opportunities. So I guess for me, what I think is exciting about AI is if it shortens the production cycle at the time of live, what it should do is actually mean that creatives and all the other people that work with creatives, strategists, account directors, production directors, talent agents, can all start working even faster and faster and doing more because they're spending less time just taking something from idea to execution and reality. So I think for me, that's why I see it's exciting. But I think that critical thinking, that cultural relevancy is going to be absolutely paramount to anyone that's a creative. You still need disruptive and adjacent thoughts that can't in the same way that you can't rely on anything to do everything for you. It might help you with the research, and the research might be really on the money, but you're still going to have to bring the lens to it.
I completely agree. I think it's so interesting. I think, like Tom said, AI is it's a tool, and you get the output depending on your input. So I think that more and more we have to start with the GI, which is the gut instinct, and then mm-hmm. you use the AI to kind of like provide the output based on that. So I think a lot of people start the process, the creative strategic process, going straight to data or AI, right? So you get, for example, a project or a brief, and you go straight to Google and you start analyzing stuff, etc. What I always defend is like, do not start like that. When you have a project, close your laptop, or, you know, like just grab your notebook and start writing stuff from your own experience, your own imagination. Start with imagination, start with GI, you know, because then you have some hypotheses that are interesting, and then you can use all the tools that you have at your disposal. And AI is an amazing tool, of course, but it always going to be reliant or dependent on the kind of input that you give. So there is a lot of, you know, I think that I read an article the other day where they were comparing like AI with Excel spreadsheets in the 80s, you know.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, it was kind of like there were those people who were really technical and really knew how to use spreadsheets, and you use all the formulas and all of that. And there were the people who were kind of like the basic, you know, they just know how to put, like, you know, data on spreadsheets and stuff like that. But again, it is going to depend on the kind of, you know, the input that you give in the first place. I think there is a, it's great that our industry, it's always so excited about new technology and all of that. But I also think that we always have to remind ourselves that we are in the industry of imagination. We are in the industry of original creative thinking. And any tool is just a tool, the start of any process, because we are transforming business problems into creative human opportunities, you know? So I think always start with a blank sheet of paper, with a document, and bring as much people together as possible that are in this project, you know? So bring your clients together, bring your partners together, your creatives together, etc. Formulate all of those hypotheses, all of those things interesting, and then use all the tools that you have at your disposal. And then, of course, AI is one of the best tools that we have right now.
And I think to build on what Philippe's saying, I think there's a couple of interesting things. I mean, Shiva, our chief delivery officer, kind of compared AI to probably like the Industrial Revolution in terms of the scale of the change that we are looking at. Which I think is a really useful lens, just think about how big a difference was that. Like, no one's pulling a plow anymore, no one would expect to. Although you might do that in the gym, it's like a trendy exercise. But I think one of the most interesting and exciting things is when we think of what is the business model change it's enabling. So in a world where you can produce final outcomes within a couple of hours that once would have potentially taken 6 weeks to do, and would have involved a shoot somewhere, and would have involved kind of arranging travel for models and all those kind of things. I mean, you still have all the rights management and you figure all of that out. But in a world where that doesn't take that long, the risk of committing to an idea becomes a lot smaller, because someone's not underwriting all of this human time and energy spent on creating the outcome. So actually, it kind of frees us up a bit more to get to that output and go, actually, no, it's not what we dreamt it would be. Let's start again. Because that start again is like tomorrow's a new day, rather than it's going to take 2 months to get to the next thing. And I just think it's going to lead to this totally transformative effect on the level of risk that people are prepared to take, because it will just stop mattering so much. You haven't committed so much to getting to an outcome. And I think that is thrilling. You know, it's kind of, because then you can actually sort of be truly creative, rather than, let's face it, at the moment, a lot of creativity is a 5% followed by a 95% of grunt work to get to the outcome. And if the 95% collapses in time, it's still happening, but you know, it collapses in time, then actually, I think that's the thing that people haven't quite grasped yet, how much business models are going to change, because you won't be building a lot of your business models, your resourcing, your project management on people and man hours. And at the moment, when we think about a lot of businesses and the way they're set up, that is something that they're, you know, rightly obsessed with. But then we need to think about what people are going to do when those roles aren't being used to do that. And that's obviously, I think that's probably the biggest challenge of our time.
Sure. And I think that's really the key, right? Is it to use it to enhance the creativity rather than reinforce the sameness, because I think what we're seeing is sort of the samification of you know, like everyone sounds the same because they're using AI tools to write posts, or everything kind of looks a little bit similar because they're using certain things, certain tools to do it. So it really is about sort of tapping into the creativity and using the tool rather than sort of being led by the tool.
I think also it's such a good point for me, because I think at the moment you've got a lot of people that have been pushed into this interaction of typing into a chatbot, which is fundamentally unnatural if you're a creative. You know, you move board, you talk, you sort of bounce ideas off. I think if we imagine that goes away and you just start to chat, as in like we are now, like talking, and that is the way that you're inputting, the richness of your inputs and the color that you bring to it, the personality you bring to it, will start to mean that the outputs are significant and diverse, because you haven't got everyone saying, can you give me a campaign for Gen Zs in Europe that want to buy trainers, which is basically what's happening at the moment. And that, and what does it do? It goes and has a quick look at Instagram and TikTok and says, yeah, this is what generic Gen Zs looks like. And then here's some generic content for Gen Zs. And it's like, well, it's your own fault because you didn't push the tool, you know. And I think, I think this kind of way of like verbally inputting into softwares rather than having to type and write what you think is just going to totally change it, because AI can handle that complexity. It can handle your meandering thoughts. It can handle that you're talking about 12 things at once, because it loves complexity. And actually, like, again, we should embrace that, because I think that's a good thing.
And I also think there is kind of like a an opportunity, you know, for us and for everybody to be kind of like really brand guardians of, because just because you can do it, like you can create so many different creative assets, it doesn't mean that you should do it, because consistency, you know, like just like using your reference them as a personal trainer, just because I could do a different training every day, you know, doesn't mean that I should do a different training every day. I have to follow a plan in order to achieve my objectives, right? And I think it's the same with we have this kind of excitement, and it's great about technology, but as creative, strategic brand thinkers, business thinkers, it's kind of like, how can I keep ensuring that I'm, you know, I'm being consistent all year, or campaign after campaign, interaction after interaction, and using AI just to kind of like, you know, again, give some interesting outputs based on the critical reasoning and the inputs that we give in the first place.